Space, as it's so often said, is the final frontier. But 2017 is already shaping up as a year when humankind will be launching a growing number of space missions to push back those frontiers ever further. Even so, it seems would-be space travellers might need to keep their plans in check, with promises about the emergence of space tourism seemingly no closer to becoming reality. But as spaceflight analyst Dr. Maurice Jones has been telling me, the future of space is looking increasingly Chinese. Maurice Jones, let's just look back over 2016 for a moment. There were some high expectations about the growth in private space flight over the past 12 months, but it was perhaps China that really left its mark in space in the past year.
That's right. Well, China has really been the rising space power of the 21st century. That they've become the third nation to develop their own astronaut launch system. In 2016, they launched their second space laboratory, and they sent two astronauts to live on that laboratory for a month. That's the longest mission that they've ever flown to date. And another thing that didn't attract as much attention is the fact that they've brought out a brand new rocket called Long March 5, which is a very heavy lift rocket. And having this new powerful rocket is the key to all of the big and ambitious things that China plans to do this year and over the next decade.
So what can we say about China's ambitions for space?
China has a very broad space program in the sense that they've got a finger in just about every pie that you can do in spaceflight. They launch astronauts. They launch scientific satellites. They have all the utilities, weather, communications, defense, etc. All of those bases are covered. And they do they're doing lunar and planetary exploration at a rapidly rising rate too. So anything that America does in space, China is also trying to do, and they're rapidly gaining ground on the Americans.
And we're seeing them overtake the private space consortiums as well?
That's right, because really, we for about a decade or so, we've had very big expectations and aspirations for private spaceflight, that Richard Branson and a bevy of other stars were all going to put Joe Sixpack into space at a fairly reasonable cost.
Well, being told that space was going to be, you know, space tourism and
that was
the new frontier.
I mean, we saw this happen with air travel. When it first came out, it was for daredevils and very rich people and only a small elite bunch of pilots. But air travel has since blossomed to the stage where practically anyone can fly. We thought we were going to see that with space flight over the next few years, but sadly, we're not getting much closer, and it seems that we're really going to have to wait a lot longer before most of us can get a ticket on board a rocket.
Well, why is that happening?
It seems to be because the technical challenges of building these spacecraft are just so enormous that firstly, it's very difficult to build the spacecraft, and even when you've built them, the cost of flying them and operating them is so high that it's would still be inaccessible to most people.
So spaceflight essentially is just not very profitable.
It's not profitable and it's not very practical, and Richard Branson still hasn't recovered from the fact that one of his spacecraft had a fatal crash a few years ago, and he hasn't even put the replacement spacecraft into outer space. He's been running the program for 14 years. And he's never reached outer space.
Well, the other high-profile businessman with ambitions on space, Elon Musk, with his SpaceX program, it's had its own setbacks.
Yes, he suffered his second launch rocket failure this year, and Facebook lost a very expensive satellite. Now, they think they've ironed out the bugs, and we think that probably in the next few weeks or so, they're going to try to launch again and put some communication satellites up, and things should be back on track. But he's also trying to build a capsule for astronauts. He's got a contract with NASA to launch crews to the space station, and the timeframe for introducing that just keeps slipping 1 year at a time and 1 year at a time, and it's getting to the stage where we wonder when or if this thing will actually fly.
Well, if private space flight has been stalling, does the future of space exploration remain with the big national space programs like NASA, the European Space Agency, Russia, or the Chinese?
It's a hard truth to swallow, but I think we've just got to accept that. It's going to be a long time before the big guns and the original government agencies are knocked out of the ring. We're going to be in this mode for quite some time. And again, cost, complexity, management, only the big guns can really do it this way.
Okay, further afield, what can we expect in the year ahead in terms of planetary exploration?
Well, America has this huge probe orbiting Saturn. It's been a set called Cassini, and it's been orbiting Saturn for more than a decade, and it's photographed the almost planet-sized moon of Titan and looked at the rings and the internal structure. But Cassini's getting a bit old, and the older spacecraft get, the more ambitious you do in terms of your mission planning, because you know you've got nothing to lose. The mission's almost over. You're on extra time. And they're gradually moving it closer and closer to Saturn. They're overflying the poles and other areas. They're moving inside the rings. And so in due course, we're going to see that make a fatal last-minute kamikaze plunge into Saturn. But as it goes down, it will get some very close observations that just aren't possible with a normal mission.
And space telescopes, what's happening on that front?
Well, the Hubble's telescope is getting older, but it's still working. But everyone's waiting for something that doesn't happen this year, maybe next year, or maybe even later still. Again, deadlines are a bit rubbery in spaceflight. But the successor to Hubble is called the James Webb Space Telescope. It will be pushed further out into space, well beyond low Earth orbit. But it will probably help us to see planets orbiting other star systems and sort of explore the mysterious dark matter that seems to be messing up the laws of physics and the way the universe operates, but can't actually be seen. So the hunt for dark matter will continue.
And the search for planets capable of supporting life will continue.
That's definitely one of the biggest stories in space and also in science at large. And NASA keeps issuing false alarms. It's like that people keep finding planets. And it's like NASA says that every second planet they find is a second Earth, even though there's essentially no evidence to support that. But I do think that as we keep looking and as these telescopes keep developing, I think it's only a matter of time, possibly well within a decade, before we can find a world that we could say is probably truly Earth-like. When they say that, it will be believable.
Now, we'll keep our eyes turned to the heavens. Maurice Jones, thanks very much.
Thanks, Nick.
Spaceflight analyst Dr. Maurice Jones speaking to me there.